Hey, Doc, if you are currently embarking upon the huge undertaking of owning a new from-scratch dental practice or acquiring an existing practice or plan to do so in the future, I've got a brand new resource that may be of interest to you. DSI's lead black belt coach, Dr. Addison Killeen, and I have created a brand new 30-day startup and acquisitions crash course that we're calling Dental Startup 30. Between the two of us, Addison and I have started and acquired 25 dental practices, but let me tell you, it wasn't all sunshine and rainbows. There were some really challenging times, and we both made some costly mistakes. And that's what this course is all about, helping you to navigate that startup and acquisitions gauntlet and helping you to avoid unnecessary obstacles and pitfalls. Specifically, we'll be covering site selection, demographics, floor plan design, marketing for new patients, financing, financial forecasting for loans, equipment selection and savings, technology bundles, hiring the best team, creating systemization before the doors open, and getting to that coveted $1 million in your first year. This course starts on January 12th, 2021 and runs until February 12th. We will be meeting virtually every Tuesday and Thursday from 4 to 5:30 Mountain Standard Time. All sessions will be recorded if you can't make the live session. We'll be keeping this course small and intimate, so registration is extremely limited. Make sure if you are a DSN member, use the code DSNSTARTUP30 for a $500 discount. And if you're a student, make sure you use the coupon code STU30 for a $700 discount. To sign up, or for more information, just go to dentalstartup30.com. That's dentalstartup30.com. This episode is being brought to you by the DSN Ultimate Operations Manual Kit. Including in this kit is our 258-page physical book, an operations manual. This is the ultimate guide to creating your own operations manual at the highest level of quality and detail. This manual will help you and your team to organize and systemize your dental office and to eliminate chaos and frustration. The manual includes positional descriptions, job ads, onboarding systems, daily task lists per position, phone scripts, employee handbooks, a COVID handbook, detailed procedure list per position, and much more. As a free bonus, we're throwing in three other books, our Four Futures Journal by myself, Mark Costas, and Alistair McDonald, Addison Killeen's book, By the Numbers, and my book, Pillars of Dental Success. The entire kit, the Ops Manual, and the three other books are just $276. Just go to dentalsuccessnetwork.com/ops, O-P-S, for your kit today. That's dentalsuccessnetwork.com/ops.
The Dentalpreneur Podcast. Okay, doctor, it's time to put down that handpiece. You're listening to the show dedicated to helping dentists get their lives back. It's time to decrease your stress, increase your profitability, and regain your passion. Now introducing your host, Dr. Mark Costas.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Dentalpreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Mark Costas. All right, guys, got an exciting episode for you today. But first, this episode is being brought to you by the Dental Success Network. dentalsuccessnetwork.com/free45 will get you 45 days free to the most educational, positive network in all of dentistry. We have over 1,000 dentists in there with a collective revenue of over $1 billion. So we get the best deals for our buying group. Just about anything that you can imagine in dentistry, you can save a lot inside the network. Plus, we have an incredible continuing education library and a really great network with over 20 faculty members moderating rooms from anything from implant placement to pediatric dentistry, to oral surgery, to IV sedation, et cetera. So come on over for your 45 days free. We'd love to have you inside the network. All right. Today we have Mark Johnson. Mark Johnson is joining us today. He's a 30-year veteran in the investment and financial planning industry and a pioneer in helping emerging dental professionals with student loan repayment strategies. His website is studentloansrx.com. Welcome to the podcast, Mark. How are you doing today, bud?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Dr. Mark. Appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, this is great. This is a really, really unique service that you have. And, you know, I have the privilege of working with a lot of dental students. I travel the country when we're allowed to travel, and spoken at more than half of the dental schools in the country. And, you know, as you know, Mark, a common theme is the worry about what are we going to do with these gigantic student loans. You know, I have associates that work for me that have over $500,000 in student loans. And we've heard, you know, legends of people that are between $700,000 and $900,000 in student loans. So this is a problem. This is an epidemic. And I'd love to hear your take on the current state of the situation. And we'd love to hear about your background as well.
Sure. Well, I'll start out with, my background a little bit. So as you said, I've been in the investment and financial planning industry for about 30 years. I spent the first 20 years on the corporate side of the business. So my customers were stockbrokers and financial advisors. And then that was a lot of travel. Yeah. And so I got off the road and elected to start my own wealth management practice. And at the beginning, like a lot of people starting up their own businesses, maybe they're not super clear on what their target market is, and they're just looking to bring in business, right? So they, sure, they, you know, kind of pick some low hanging fruit. And so, and then I got invited to do an investment presentation to a group of orthodontic residents here in St. Louis.
Oh, cool.
We have a pretty big residency program for the dental specialties.
Okay.
And so I went in and did an investment presentation, talked a little bit about, you know, financial planning and budgeting. And I did not mention the word student loans one time. Okay. I didn't know anything about student loans. Uh-huh. Didn't want to know anything about student loans.
Not interested.
I heard there was a crisis. It hadn't impacted my family or anybody I knew. It didn't impact any of my clients. Mm-hmm. So I was just kind of out of sight, out of mind.
Sure.
And, but I said a couple things, I guess, in that lunch and learn that intrigued some of the residents. And so a few of them wanted to visit with me about investing once they graduated from residency. And so a little coffee shop around the corner, we sat down and visited. And then to my amazement, they shared with me that they were graduating with between $400,000 and $750,000 in student loan debt.
Crazy.
And I'm like, what? I said, I didn't even think you could get that much in student loans to begin with.
Yeah, you can.
And then secondly, which was really an eye opener for me, is they said, well, you know, there's lots of financial guys that come in and, you know, try to sell us disability insurance or talk about investing. But nobody has come in and talked to us about this huge financial planning issue we have that we're really stressed out about, which is our student loan debt. And I found that intriguing. I said, well, there must be a company out there that does this. I don't do it myself. So I actually went to look to see if I could find somebody to refer to these, you know, said, hey, here's an opportunity. And I couldn't find anyone. I could not find a licensed fiduciary in St. Louis that knew anything about student loans. And again, my customers for 20 years were stockbrokers and financial advisors.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So then I expanded my search. And I found a couple people, you know, one in California, but I didn't like his website. It was like a 1980s website, and this was 2013. So okay. I thought, he needs to work on his website. So long story short, a light bulb went off, and I said, you know, maybe I can help these residents. So in the first 2 years, all I did was work with this residency group in St. Louis. I learned everything I could about student loan repayment, federal options, private refinancing, income driven, public service loan forgiveness, everything I could learn, you know, from the Department of Education websites, any articles I could read. I found a lot of bad stuff out there. I found a lot of misinformation on the internet. And so for 7 years, fast forward, We have totally changed my business. I spend 90% of my time visiting with dental professionals. About 15% of my business is what I call redos. So somebody graduated and they got either some bad information or they made a snap judgment on a repayment plan that really wasn't what they should have been on. And so they find me somehow, either listening to a podcast like this, or like you said, you visit a number of dental schools prior to COVID-19. You know, I get to about 10 or 12 schools a year in the flesh. Mm-hmm. And I've done two ASDA conferences, virtual ASDA conferences in the last 3 weeks, from the same chair I'm sitting in right now. So nice. I get in front of a lot of dental students and residents a year as well. And so what we believe is that you should approach your student loan repayment like you would any other financial matter, which is in the context of an overall financial plan. So student loan repayment. So we take the same principles that we would apply towards anybody that comes to us for help in financial planning. Things like, okay, we need to start out with a budget. We need to, you know, we need to see what do you have to work with here? What's your income? What's your expenses? You know, where do you want to go? What does your career look like? So we've identified basically four tracks in dentistry. Coming out of dental school, you have folks that are going on to residency. You've got folks going into public health. You got folks going to be an associate with maybe a question mark as to whether they're going to be a practice owner one day or not. And then you have the folks that are diehard. I'm going to own a practice and I want to get myself in the best position to do that as soon as possible. So those are the four tracks, and each one of those has some unique planning nuances. And so that's what we do.
That's amazing. What a cool niche you've ended up in. So I'm just curious. I'm just going to come right out with it. How do you make a living counseling people that really don't have any money yet?
Great question. So I have an established book of business prior to this revelation in 2013. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm very blessed to have existing clients. My primary source of revenue is investment management. So part of our financial planning is that we also advise on insurance. So like, you know, disability, life insurance, and then ultimately investment management. So my personal goal is that everyone we do a plan for, ultimately we've developed that relationship and that trust that they hire me as their long-term wealth advisor. And so that's, you know, like with any other entrepreneur starting out, hopefully they've got some source of income. It's either through getting, you know, financing, or they have another source of income through a book of business.
That's awesome.
But we do charge a financial planning fee. Mm-hmm. So we're not a nonprofit. So typically, and we offer referral discounts in schools that we work in and so forth, but our standard planning fee is $949, and you get 10 hours of our time. We do offer a free 30-minute consultation, so anybody that's interested can visit our website, studentloansrx.com, click on the free consult button, and you fill out, it takes about 2 minutes to fill out our needs assessment, less than 2 minutes, according to the platform tells me. Mm-hmm. And we'll book a 30-minute consultation over Zoom and see if there's a fit here, if we can help. But, you know, it's no pressure, just pick my brain for 30 minutes. Let's see what you're doing, talk about your options. And if you think we can help you, then that's great. So we charge a financial planning fee, $949. That's a single plan. And we don't invoice our fee until our client has been working for 60 days. So I'm signing up, 2021 graduates right now.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
They're signing planning agreements. One of the first things that we do is we help them. We take a look at their employment agreements, that their job offers. Okay. And so I'm not a lawyer, but I'm looking for things like pay and benefits, because pay and benefits is what's going to determine, you know, a lot of the financial plan. You know, if you get paid, if you're going into public health, you might get a salary with some benefits. If you're going to be an associate, you know, you could be a W-2 employee or a 1099 employee. So we help them from the time they start getting job offers, and then, you know, hopefully that turns into a long-term relationship with like financial planning, investment management on a long-term basis. And over 95% of the folks that we work with and develop a plan do hire us as their wealth advisor. So we have a very, very high retention rate. We get, you know, nearly 50% of our business is referrals. We had last year, obviously, we couldn't go visit any schools. And everybody was not really, most of the schools were not set up to do virtual lunch and learns last year.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
As a matter of fact, the year before, you had to physically, I couldn't really do virtual lunch and learns. They didn't even offer them. They said, no, you got to come to the school. Mm-hmm. So last year it was 180 degrees and, so we got most of our business last year just came from referrals because we were kind of locked out of schools and they really weren't set up yet for virtual lunch and learn. So that's kind of how we work. We offer a couples plan. So, you know, there's a handful of people that fall in love in dental school and, you know, are engaged or planning on getting married right out of dental school. And so we offer a couples plan as well. And that's, $1,200 for two people. So, and then we offer discounts for residents. So if you're going on to residency, our planning fee is $749 and you can make that payment over three payments. And then once you get out of residency, we will do what I call the tune-up and that's at no additional cost. So, we're not free, but, some of my competitors out there, you charge anywhere from $300 to $600 for a 1 hour consultation. And you get 10 hours from us for about, little bit more, but you get 10 hours. And we take a look at the whole picture because if you're graduating with $400,000 to $500,000 in student loan debt, that's not a one-off. I mean, that's going to impact your entire financial plan. I mean, it's going to determine should I buy or should I rent a house?
Yeah.
Can I afford to get, can I realistically afford, to buy that Audi? Now you're going to get the loan for the Audi. That doesn't, just because somebody's going to give you a loan doesn't mean you should do it. Right. But all of those things are going to be impacted if you have $500,000 and that's $30,000 a year of interest under normal circumstances. Now we know that student loan relief has been extended through September 30th, but if that gets turned back on October 1st and you've got $500,000 in, student loan debt, that's $2,500 a month in interest.
Wow.
So you got to have a plan.
Yeah, this is great. Oh my gosh. I think, it's interesting, but not surprising that you couldn't find anybody else that was providing the service. And that's why I started with that question, Mark, because, it doesn't seem to be the right niche to go after because you're going after people and servicing them for like this crisis, which basically means that they're not going to have a whole lot of dispendable income, especially in the beginning. But I like the explanation in that you already had a book of clients that was supporting you and you went into this niche for the long tail and you're going to be servicing these people for, hopefully their careers. So that's great. And that makes me feel a lot better about the service that you're providing. Tell me how big is your team? Who provides this 10 hours of individualized service?
Sure. So I'm the primary advisor and we're busy. I'm taking my time with this. So we have, I have two partners. They both have been in the business about 20 years like myself. So there's three wealth advisors, with, 20 plus years of experience. I just brought somebody on a year ago who will start to work with clients, on the comprehensive level, for this year's graduation. And then obviously we have supporting staff. So, I mean, we do, I like to use McDonald's as an example because they have such a great process. You can get a burger in Frankfurt or, Prescott, you have McDonald's and Prescott, and it's going to taste roughly the same. You're going to have virtually the same experience, except I guess you can buy beer in Frankfurt at McDonald's, but otherwise you get the same experience. So,
sure.
So I really appreciate what McDonald's has done. So we have, I have an associate that just focuses in on the life insurance piece of the business.
Okay.
I have a disability insurance specialist that you know, has got a number of years in that and just really focuses on that and serves our clients in that area. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm the architect of the plans. And then I've got some construction workers to help me pound nails and make sure that we get the kitchen looking the way they want it and all of those other things as we're kind of building out that structure for the plan.
Nice. Nice. Okay. So let's dig into some tactical stuff here. So let's say, you know, interestingly enough, and I don't know how accurate these spreadsheets are, but these spreadsheets get trickled out, in Facebook land and amongst the social medias of the world. And as far as I can tell, the two Arizona schools are way up there as far as tuition, total tuition, and what we can expect for our students here in our state of Arizona to be graduating with, including room and board over a period of time. And it's over $500,000 for both schools here in Arizona.
Right. I visited both. Yeah. And I had a consultation yesterday with a graduate who's coming up, this year, 2021. So, they're about $500,000 in most cases to get out of either one of those schools.
Yep, and they're both great schools. And I know the deans at both of them, and Midwestern in particular puts out really great clinical dentists. But I mean, that's a big nut to crack every single month, $500,000 student loan debt. So what would you say, just give us the first bit of information, like how long, if you have the option to extend it out over the longest period of time, would you recommend that? Would you recommend an aggressive payback? Let's start there.
Sure. So I like to approach, first of all, people have competing financial priorities, right? Mm-hmm. So people get hyper-focused because that's just human nature because you got this big number, 500,000.
Yeah.
But you might be starting a family. You need to save for retirement. There's a number of competing interests. So each individual is a little bit different, but generally speaking, I'm not an advocate for kicking the can down the road over a long extended period of time. So my personal goal as a financial advisor is to help my clients put together a plan that's going to knock out their student loans in 10 years or less.
Wow. Okay. That's aggressive.
Well, but I don't take 500,000 and divide that by 10 and say in year one, you got to knock out $50,000.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So as you know, a good dentist is going to have an escalating income stream over that first 10 years.
Sure.
You know, they're going to start out making 130 to 150, as a first year dentist, mm-hmm. hopefully mm-hmm. somewhere in there. I had a young man that I think did 300 last year in his first year out.
Yeah.
But what do you think a dentist should be making in 10 years? You tell me.
Me personally?
What do you think a dentist should make in 10 years after graduation?
I think it's a safe bet to be above 400 in 10 years.
Okay. So again, if you're making, so let's say in year seven, you're making 300. I mean, if you're making 300 in year seven, I mean, you should be able to take a pretty good chunk of that. And you might be married and you might have, so you might have two incomes in the house. So there's a number of factors, but, 10 years is a target. Now, if it's 12 years, that's okay. But I don't want it to be 20 years. Who wants? So I've had clients that have paid off $400,000 in student loan debt in 4 years. And not one of them will tell you they regret that. Mm-hmm. that they wish they'd had extended out over 20 years.
Yeah.
So there's the math involved. There's a concept out there called the tax bomb strategy.
Okay.
And some of the spreadsheets that you might have seen passed around Facebook and some of my competitors, that is their primary strategy they recommend, which is, make your minimum pay, get on an income-driven repayment plan. Keep your payment as low as possible. And in 20 or 25 years, whatever's left over is going to be forgiven. Now you have to pay taxes on that forgiveness under current law, right? But over the 20 or 25 years, you know, you can save up for that tax bill. And wouldn't it make more sense to invest in the stock market like GameStop yesterday, right? Or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Doesn't that make more sense than paying down this student loan debt? Uh-huh. So now, having been in the investment business for 30 years, you'd think I'd be all over that strategy. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, because obviously if they're not sending in student loan payments and I'm their investment advisor, that means I get to manage more money. Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. But I think that's, generally speaking, a very foolish approach. Now, I didn't say it didn't look great on a spreadsheet, but lots of things have looked great on a spreadsheet that turned out to be pretty foolish. Mm-hmm. And so what I don't see on spreadsheets that I've seen is, for right now, here's a statistic, and everybody knows this, that half of all marriages in the United States, unfortunately, end in divorce.
True. Yep.
So that's a, let's say that's a 50-50 proposition.
Yeah.
So on this kick the can down the road tax bomb strategy, in the first several years that you're on that strategy, your student loan balance is growing.
Yeah, you're not covering the interest.
You're not even covering the interest.
Right, right.
So your so fast forward 7, 8, 9, 10 years out of dental school, you graduated with $500,000. Now you've got $700,000, and you get divorced. So play out that scenario on a spreadsheet and let me know how that looks. And that's by all counts a 50-50 proposition. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So not only do you have $700,000 in student loan debt, which your ex-spouse is not going to be responsible for one penny, but you also are having to sell half of your practice or come up with the money to buy out your ex-spouse in half of your soon-to-be ex-spouse in half of your practice, and you might be on the hook for alimony and child support and God knows what else, lawyer's fees on top of that.
Sure.
So let me ask you this. Would you have rather paid down your student loan debt with marital assets or the situation that I just described with a $700,000 in student loan debt and a tax bill coming up now in 12 or 13 years? So that's just that's the 50-50 proposition. Okay, there's other ones, black swans out there, right? That, you know, child gets sick, parents have to go into long-term care. They didn't buy long-term care insurance. They don't have the financial resources. There are so many things that can come up in a 20 or 25 year period of time. You're betting on the come for 20 or 25 years. And I don't think that's a wise strategy. When you have the financial resources to knock it out in 10 years or so. Now, there might be some circumstances. I'll just tell you, I've recommended it twice. I have a client who has $1 million. He's an endodontist, and he has $1 million in student loan debt.
Is that okay,
It's not a myth. No, it's not a myth. Crazy. It's not a legend.
Wow.
It's not a legend. It's a myth. It's not a legend or a myth. So he's got $1 million in student loan debt. He lives in California. Very expensive real estate market. Very expensive to live in California. Mm-hmm. You know, based on his current income right now, I can't come up with a scenario where he's going to knock that out in 10 years. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So he is on that strategy right now. But his part of his strategy is to be a practice owner. And he's working towards that. And I think that's going to happen in the next year. And depending on how many locations and so forth and so on, I'm not completely sold out that he's going to be on that tax bomb strategy. But that's what it's looking like right now. I had a 65-year-old veterinarian who went back and got his MBA, sold his practice, went back and got his MBA, took out $100,000 in student loans. He's 100 pounds overweight with a bad heart. And tells me he's not going to live 20 or 25 years. So in that situation, an income-driven repayment plan over 20 or 25 years, obviously you and I are going to maybe end up paying for his MBA. So, but those are kind of, odd situations. Those aren't the usual situations. So, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So anyway, that's enough on that one. But I'm not an advocate for kicking the can down the road. I don't think that's a wise strategy.
So 10 years is your target. Well,
that's
typically.
That's my target. Yeah. 10 years is I think a good. I mean, mathematically, I can make it work. Now, does that mean that you're going to have an $800 Audi payment, you know, in the first 10 years under that recommendation? Probably ain't going to work. That probably ain't going to get on the budget. So the thing is, the challenge, obviously, is, you know, how much they want to spend on consumerism. Mm-hmm. So it's not that there's a lack of income, especially if they become a practice owner. You know, there could be a conversation. Well, is my discretionary income better spent at, you know, investing in my business, or paying down student loan debt? I mean, and you know, I'm willing to have that conversation with somebody. My thought would be, well, you know, maybe we can split the difference. Maybe we can come up with a balanced approach. You know, I'm not an expert at building, obviously, dental practices. So, I mean, if you could make a compelling argument to me that you have a very high return on investment building out, you know, you got this idea that you want to have, like you said, you have six practices. If that's your plan within the first 10 years is to build out a business that has, you know, a number of practices, and you just can't seem to find the financing to do that, and you need to take it out of your personal discretionary income and invest in the business. But today, I mean, from what I know, you know, if you've got a good business model and your business model's cash flowing, I think you can walk into most banks and get whatever you want to expand your dental practice.
Yeah. It's not that hard. And that wraps it up for part one of my discussion with Mark Johnson. Make sure you guys tune in tomorrow for part two and the conclusion of this episode. Have a great day. Hey Doc, are you overwhelmed, sick of being the bottleneck, not sure where to jump in and tackle projects? The idea of having an assistant may seem like a luxury and something you don't need. However, as practicing clinicians, business owners, husbands, wives, moms, and dads, you may be holding yourself, your business, and even your family back by not delegating day-to-day tasks and maximizing your valuable time. If you guys have heard our podcast and webinars before, you know I hired a personal assistant 8 years ago and haven't looked back. I hired Ashley Evans at the time, now Ashley Hirschfeld, and we were able to execute, prioritize, and launch projects and businesses that have led to multiple streams of income and invaluable peace of mind. Ashley has now founded GSD Queen, where she is helping busy entrepreneurs and business owners find the right personal, virtual, or executive assistant to help you get the momentum you need to reach your goals. With Ashley's assistant program, you get one-on-one consultation with her to create your perfect personal or executive assistant avatar and ad. Execution of placing ads. Review of resumes, skill and personality testing to narrow down to 2 to 3 candidates. Guidance in maximizing in-person reviews. After selection and hire, the assistant will receive 4 weeks of GSD Queen Bootcamp, where they will learn the tips and tricks to being an efficient and forward-thinking assistant. Reach out to Ashley directly at 928-910-3599 for more details and more information. If you happen to be a DSN member, reach out to Ashley inside Workplace to get a $250 discount. 928-910-3599. Reach out to Ashley and get ready for a life-changing experience. And that wraps it up for another episode of the Dentalpreneur Podcast. Look forward to reconnecting on the next episode.
Thank you so much for joining us today on the Dentalpreneur Podcast. Check out truedentalsuccess.com for full recaps of every show, a schedule of our live events, free video tutorials, and a whole host of practice-building resources.